Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Lover. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:06.
What's going on with you?
I don't know.
You all right?
It's 2020.
All right.
We're rusty. It's been a couple weeks off. Didn't do that much talking over the break.
You didn't?
No. Huh. Did a lot of singing and a lot of sewing, but not a lot of talking.
Do you have any audio from your new studio that you're going to play for us?
No, I don't have anything
yet.
Because it's a long story, but we can't record anything yet. We have a whole PA set up and everything in there, but we don't have any recording stuff yet. Because there's a freaking desk that has to get built. The legendary desk.
Oh.
That needs to be
built.
Wow,
okay.
That's not happened yet. I know. Hey, everybody. It's Monday, and what's really exciting today, and it's not surprising that this news has leaked, but get it from us at 8 o'clock. The Bottle Rock lineup announcement. I know. It's amazing. You're going to freak out. You're going to be like, I need a hotel room in Napa right now. So 8 o'clock, we'll give you the whole rundown. It's pretty amazing. Also,
I heard there's lots of vacancies, lots of availabilities
Did you hear that? I heard
there's no problem getting a room.
Well, go ahead and book some rooms then. I would.
Yeah, get us one
yeah,
too.
Yeah, please find us one as well.
Oh, you mean me? Oh, I can't get stuff done. Yeah.
Oh, so...
You kidding?
Just put it on that list.
I got to take my kid to piano today. That's
while she's pounding away on that piano, you get on your phone and find yourself a hotel room. So Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the big announcement is coming up at 8 o'clock. Also at 8, we start our 9K a day for today. So 9 chances with code words to win yourself $1,000, which is a nice way to start off the week and a good way to start 2020. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K. Use code RadioAlice2020, that's 2020, to save $5 on registration. You can sign up at getfitkp-sf.com.
Oh, that's the one Christina did the ad for.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is one of her favorite races.
Right.
Yeah, we're full with child needs at the moment.
San Francisco Half Marathon.
She would do anything to go run
big
that.
One. Is that the one that you get the little Tiffany box at the end of? Or is that the full?
I think that's that might be a different one.
Oh.
I honestly can't remember. I know.
Know.
I did the ad too, but I don't remember saying anything about
run.
A Tiffany box.
I think can
that's
a you know what?
One.
I can ask back home.
Yeah.
She's done the
she
run
has.
Many times.
Yeah. So, Radio Alice 2020. Save $5 on your registration. It's getfitkp-sf.com. Congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Just survived the new year?
I surfed really good over the vacation.
Well, congratulations,
like
Vinny.
The fountain of youth.
Fantastic.
It's incredible. You got some really good ones.
Yeah. How old were you when you had your first kid? 45?
45, 44, yeah. Maybe.
Can
I don't
someone
know
find
how
out
that
how
works.
Old?
Does it? Does Inception? Is it Inception?
You
like when do you count? Like
conception, or actual birth? I count it from their actual birth.
Okay.
So 45.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, whatever. You were in your mid.
I'm entertaining the conversation, but there's no numbers in my head at all. I don't have any. No
so
idea.
That blank stare.
Well, it's all. It's all. Look, it's all out of my hands. Mm. I mean, I know the other day we're walking down the street and I was thinking, oh my God, I have a 1 year old.
Mm.
One.
Mm-hmm. No, listen, dude.
She's one.
You're insane.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I did it for her.
Yeah.
I didn't do, I wasn't like I was all, could you please?
Yeah. But now that
could
she's
we
here.
Please? Oh, I love
baby,
the kid.
Of course. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
But that's not the point.
The things we do for love.
The point is that I didn't go out, I didn't go looking for that.
Yeah. So, but you had your second kid at 50. So, how old is Cameron Diaz, please? Can you look up Cameron Diaz?
Oh, I saw something about this.
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't see enough about it.
Well, you know
what?
She's
47.
47. There's really not a lot out there. I know the kid's name, and I know that there is a kid. And
so
that's
did they
it.
Use a...
No one knows.
What are those called?
Surrogate.
Surrogate.
Nobody really knows. And
I never saw her pregnant.
Well, yeah. I never saw her in the last year. Like, yeah. I don't remember yeah. seeing her that much. So it's possible she hid a pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
Seems highly unlikely.
You don't think she ever left her mansion in Malibu wherever she lives?
I mean, there have to be pictures of her, right? So the best guess, I do think, is
a surrogate.
Or they could have adopted.
Look, people do surrogates.
Oh, absolutely.
My agent has 3 kids and he's a gay guy.
Yeah.
Like they have, and they used
a donor egg and the mixed.
Well, they used the same egg, I believe, all 3 times. Oh. But they took him and his husband, put their stuff.
Mixed it all together,
and that's what they used.
Yeah.
You know, and he's, of course.
Can you tell which ones?
Well, he's like, you know, which ones are mine, right? I'm like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. All of them.
Right. Exactly right.
Well, Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden started off the new year by announcing that they are parents of a brand new baby girl. They named her Radix.
All right.
Which is a new one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like radish.
Rad.
It's rad.
Rad.
It's a little Dixie, too. Radix. But don't expect to hear anything else about her. They said, while we're overjoyed to share this news, we also feel a strong instinct to protect our little one's privacy, so we won't be posting pictures or sharing any more details other than the fact that she's really, really cute. Some would even say rad.
Good one.
They left out the detail of how she came to be. It does seem unlikely that she was able to hide a pregnancy for 9 whole months.
Mm. Or that she would consider doing it at 47.
Right. Right.
It's a big deal, man.
It is, I know, a big deal. I told you want a healthy baby.
My friend from high school, and I only know this, I haven't talked to her since high school, but I've seen it on Facebook. She had a kid at 49.
Mm.
So it can be done.
My friend Greer had a kid in her late 40s. Total surprise pregnancy.
But you'd think a woman who's made her fortune on her looks as an actress would say... Nah, just in case the right role comes around, I don't want to be trying to get back in movie shape.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, too. There's definitely a whole, like, what you look like in Hollywood. At 47, and she's now, how long have they been, are they married? They are married, aren't they?
Yeah, they're married.
How long have they been married for? Seems like a while. Maybe she's
settled. Since 2015.
Oh, not that long. She is 47, he's 40. This is the first child for both of them. So they're saying probably a surrogate, possibly an adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, they're parents.
I didn't even think adoption.
So congratulations to Vinny, of course.
Oh, thanks.
And to Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden.
Good for them.
Yeah, they got a little girl. In case you missed it somehow, Australia is on fire.
You know... I can make this available, but there's lots of great places you can make donations if you're considering. But the redcross.au or whatever the Australian version of Red Cross is, it's the Red Cross, but I don't know their exact. You can give money there.
Yeah. Hundreds of fires burning millions of acres, 1,500 homes, at least 2 dozen people so far.
Yikes.
They're saying 500 million animals.
Oh,
have died.
How horrible.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have pledged $500,000.
Yeah.
Pink has donated the same amount. There's a long list of celebrities that are donating or trying to raise money.
The cause is profound. We know it more here in California than probably anywhere due to the fires that we've experienced. And sort of it's a yearly thing, the annual fire season. But I am super against posting tragic photos to get people to donate. It's just not. It's such a bummer when I'm just doo-doo-dooing along and there's a burning kangaroo and you're like, dude, what the hell?
If there could be a lighter note on this thing, nudity. There's a Instagram model. I guess she's an influencer. Yes, nudity. Real nudity.
Okay.
Her name is Kaylin Ward. She calls herself the Naked Philanthropist.
All right.
And she is raising money by selling nudes of herself.
Oh.
She has supposedly raised $500,000, but Instagram said, you have violated our guidelines.
Oh, no.
No nakedness for you.
So they kicked her off?
They kicked her off. She's still on Twitter, though. Kaylin Ward, if you want to see her. Apparently, she's the naked philanthropist, and she's on the map now. I do understand that they got some cooler winds and a little bit of rain in Australia, but it's if you've seen the satellite photos,
it's tragic. There's
horrible.
No question that there's not. It's terrible.
Not a lot of good angles on that story.
Mm-hmm.
Thought the nudity might, you know, help a little.
Kaylin Ward, huh?
Yeah, fine.
How do you spell her first name?
K-A-Y-L-E-N.
Oh, K-A-Y.
I got a black guy.
Oh.
Is she a black guy?
No, she's apparently she's a chick.
Okay. I
don't.
That's a bummer. If that's her gig, is the Insta modeling.
Yeah.
She's going to lose her sponsors and.
Well, she's on Twitter, but yeah, she was going nude to. The problem is, why would she go nude on Instagram if she's trying to sell the nudes? Like, I have it already. I don't want to. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe
spend
there
money
are
on it.
You know, tasteful nudes on Instagram, but you can really get the spread eagle shot if you want
the trashy nudes you really want.
Right.
Like, give me something vulgar, lady.
It's not vulgar. It's actually beautiful.
Mm.
But, you know, we all have different opinions about that, I guess.
Well, it's all in the display. Like you said, there's the tasteful nude and there's the, oh my God, Hope Solo, why is your face in that photo?
And
what are you doing?
And still very beautiful.
Oh,
she said her family disowned her.
Oh! Well, that
and
is
the guy,
awful.
And the guy she likes won't talk to her anymore.
Oh, boy. Well, Kaylin Ward is having a tough time. But
well, she's trying to do good. Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying. The naked philanthropist.
Did you find a picture of her yet?
I found a picture, not of her naked, though. But
oh,
she says she's sending nudes to every person who donates at least $10, right? So
at least
I guess
10
she's
bucks?
Sending personal DMs to people of, mm-hmm. of herself.
Oh.
So, I have
so
some
how are they kicking
her
off?
Covered.
Oh, she really is going for it there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, that is a. That's like Hope Solo style.
Here's one of them
sure. Oh, there's one, Vin. You like that shot.
I love that shot. I don't just like it.
Yeah, those are.
That's a heart, and then go into comments, and then another heart. I'm a fan. Oh, all right. There she is. There's her face.
Skinny little thing.
Yeah.
She is.
Right.
She looks like that Russian model who turned herself into Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
White chick, blonde hair. White blonde hair. Did you ever see the movie with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart called Get Hard?
Yeah.
No.
It's great.
It's funny.
It's not great. I'm sorry. I take that back.
It's funny.
It is funny.
Wasn't there Getting Harder too?
Getting Harder?
Getting.
I don't know. I actually didn't go back to see if there was another one, but there was a movie. Where
What'd you just say?
There's. Never mind. I thought there was a second movie.
There might have been.
Because that first one was just Get Hard and then.
Getting Harder.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So the whole point of that movie is Will Ferrell is this sort of pampered rich dude who has to go serve time. And he hires Kevin Hart, who has no idea what it's like in prison. He's just like a valet or something. And the guy assumes because he's black, he's going to be able to. But the guy needs money. So he's
right.
like, yes, I will teach you how to be a hardened dude as you go into.
Get you set up to San Quentin is where
right.
it's supposed to be.
Oh, San Quentin. Funny. So Lori Loughlin has seen this movie and has taken a cue from it because she might be going to jail soon. She and her husband.
When is that trial?
I don't know.
It's coming up either this month or early next month.
Mm.
We talked about it last
soon. Month. I can't wait. I mean, I'm looking forward
to it.
Oh,
my God. She's looking rough these days, too.
Well, you know, stress. It'll do it to you.
Mm.
You gotta, no time for cucumbers on the eyes. Anywho, boy, I'm just reveling in these people's pain. That's who I am. So she and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, they don't have Kevin Hart helping them or anything, but they're trying to get prepped for the worst case scenario. They have supposedly hired an expert to explain prison life to them so they don't do the wrong thing. You know, you don't want to become someone's girlfriend or get shanked or I don't know what happens in jail. It seemed like Oz was just a terrible place. A source says Prison is a very different world from Hollywood. This is an expert, I guess.
Thanks. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It
is? Lori is just trying to be prepared. She's preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best, of course. Radar Online says that she's knuckling down, learning the lingo. That'll be helpful. You know, she's an actress. Maybe she'll be able to pull it off. She's practicing martial arts to give off the impression that she's tough to ward off potential bullies. Problem is, they probably have the Hallmark Channel in prison. Like, oh, you're that one lady.
You know, the problem with that theory is people in jail have zero to lose. Zero. Mm. So even acting tough, they'll just say, okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's test this and see just how tough you
are. Where am I going to go?
Lori Loft. Well, I'm here for life.
I got nothing to lose.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think she should play that game. What she should do is cop a plea as quickly as humanly possible.
Well, she needed to do that months ago. Uncut Gems, that's the Adam Sandler movie that somehow his amazing PR department started saying that there was Oscar buzz, and so there was, even though there really wasn't. It's got 500 F-bombs in it. Exactly 500. That's how many times the word F is said in the movie Uncut Gems.
Is that like the maximum, the limit before it goes to a different rating or something?
No. I'm assuming it's R. You know what? I don't know that at all. Is that a movie that's been out in theaters, or is that just a Netflix thing?
I thought it was out in
theaters.
It's
a theater release. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm seeing Showtime's Metreon.
Oh.
Century.
So it's just R-rated. I don't think. Is it NC-17? I don't think so.
Rotten Tomatoes, it's 92%.
Oh. That is actually a very incredibly high score.
Rated R. Yeah.
So 500 F-bombs in that movie. It is only fourth on the all-time list. There is a list. So here it has landed at number four, Uncut Gems. End of Watch. Is number 10 with 326 F-bombs. End of Watch, I have no idea what that is.
Okay, what was the name of the third book in the trilogy?
That was it. That was the name of it.
It was called End of Watch, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
This was the Mr. Mercedes Stephen King trilogy.
Yep. It's called End of Watch, right?
There's a
it
movie.
Can't be that
no,
movie, though.
No, it's not. It can't be.
It looks like it's some sort of cop movie.
Sounds like it.
Out of L.A.
Alpha Dog is number 9. That had 367 F-bombs. That's the one with...
Timberlake?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is in that. Straight Outta Compton only had 392 F-bombs, and that's number 8 on the list, the all-time list. Casino.
Oh, I was going to say, how about a gangster movie?
Yeah, Casino. Mm. There might be other ones, too. I don't know all these movies. Mm-hmm. Casino was number 7 with 422 F-bombs. Nil by Mouth.
Never heard it.
I don't need me either. 428 F-bombs. Fifth place was Summer of Sam, 435. Fourth is Uncut Gems. That's when we're talking about 500 of them.
Okay.
Wolf of Wall Street was number 3. 569 F words. Which is funny because I saw that movie. I don't recall there being a ton of F words in it, but there were 569 of them.
I don't.
There were plenty. I can remember them swearing.
If that's the dialogue, you can just fall into
right.
it and
be. You just lose
it
count.
Doesn't stand out.
There's a documentary about the F word. It's called F, but say the whole word. That one has 857 F-bombs in it, and that's only number 2 on the list.
The funniest thing that I just thought of, though, is as we can sit there and watch The Wolf of Wall Street, where F-bombs drop how many hundreds of times?
In The Wolf of Wall Street, 569.
If we drop one thing that sounds close to the F-bomb, the whole room falls over and grabs their heart. Oh, my God, it was so close.
Yeah.
Right?
We need a defibrillator in here with one.
We don't even think about it when we see it somewhere else, though.
No. No. I don't even think about it. Like, in my real life, I say the F word all the
time.
It's actually horrible how much I say it. I don't know how I have a filter on this show when I simply can't filter it outside. I don't even notice I'm doing it.
The worst part is when I do it in the car and then look in my rearview mirror and there's my kid's face looking at me. Hi.
That's a good one, Dad. What does that mean?
I just mother bleeped.
Again.
Dang it.
And the number one most F-bombs in a movie is 935 in something called SwearNet the Movie.
Never heard of it.
Me either. But that has that holds the record. Harry Styles went out to dinner with Adele and James Corden. They were all in Antigua. Anguilla. A-N-G-U-I-L-L-A. It's a Caribbean island.
Uh-huh. But can I just add?
Yes.
Half of Adele.
Yeah.
Half of Adele. Where did Adele go?
It's
frightening.
I don't want to say it's Sarah Paulson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She looks just like her now. Mm-hmm. She's like got a skinny face, and even her boobs seem saggy.
And you know what? The article that I read, it was a good splash of water for me because I saw the picture and went, oh, she doesn't look healthy. And then I read it, and it was like, man, this girl, she's either too fat and catches nothing but crap for it, mm-hmm. or now she's lost some weight and people can't give her...
Right.
Yep, that's the photo. Yep.
It's like what I say about Madonna all the time. She's damned if she does, she's damned if she doesn't. Mm-hmm. If she didn't get all the work done, people say, oh, God, she looks so old now. And if she gets all the work done, like, oh, God, she got all the work done.
Well, I'll tell you, if you didn't say this was Adele and you handed me this picture, I'd say, I don't know who that is.
You'd say, oh, it's Sarah Paulson.
I don't even know why I'd say that. I might agree with it if you'd brought it up, but.
If I told you it was Sarah Paulson, you would have bought it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at that.
Adele looks very different.
Yeah. She does. Anyway, they've been hanging out. They're all British, and they're all hanging out in this Anguilla. I don't know how to say it. Sorry. One thing I will. So I looked up. I'm like, where the hell's that? So I looked it up, and they have some cool towns. One's called Blowing Point, and there's another one called Little Dicks. So I thought,
is this
well,
like
that's
an
a fun
English
place.
Territory or something?
It's near the British Virgin Islands, but it's not in them. It's like you know, it's just in the Caribbean.
All right.
They had about a $472 bill, them and their party together. I'm sure there were a bunch of people. And it looks like Harry Styles picked up the check and left a $2,020 tip.
All right.
And a 2020.
Yes.
Who else did that?
Mark Wahlberg did, I believe.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a cute thing to do,
yeah.
Especially if you're rich.
Like a IHOP or something? Does that sound right, Vin?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
He left a $2,020.
Uh-huh. That's great.
I would like $20.20. There you go.
Yeah. There's my...
Oh,
wow.
Cheap ass.
What are you going to do? All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Divorce day
is
upon us.
Oh, is it? Is it today?
Don't answer your phone. Don't answer your text.
You're got served.
Right.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.